Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I just burst into laughter for no apparent reason there. We've got a great new album out from Dragster. It's called Dead Punk, and this is the track off it. This is Evil Craze. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dragster, one of my favourite ever female-fronted... what do you call them? I'm supposed punk now.
But yeah, this would be kind of Gary's rock a bit, isn't it?
Punk bands to ever come out of the UK ever. What is Dragster's website?
It used to be dragstersuicide.com, but I don't know if it's dragsterband.com.
Dragsteruk.com.
Right.
There you go. I gave you the clue. I mentioned UK, but it wasn't enough. Poorly being the instant one, Tony. That Fee, you know, that lead singer Fee.
Yeah?
She's a tricky one.
She's feisty.
She's a tricky one. She is feisty.
Yeah.
I never know what I'm going to get with her. She's like a really... the discussion we had leading up to Fee very kindly sending me this CD, Dead Punk, out now, get it, it started off, she said, hey, I said, hey, you got a new CD out, I noticed, are we going to get a copy? She went, yeah, sure. I said, well, you don't have to send us a CD, you can send MP3s if you want. And she said, oh, I find that I can't really bother to do that. I said, well, get Diesel to do it instead, who is her partner and guitarist in the band. And she said, why, are you accusing me of being a girl and not being able to use technology? I went, no, I just said you can be bothered. Argument straight away. It's feisty, I tell you. Brilliant, brilliant. They're just a great band. They look great, don't they, Dragster?
Yeah, they
look
great.
They really, on stage, they really rock out, and they don't just sound great, they look great. They're a proper fuck, I'm going to use swear words.
Okay?
They're a proper fucking band, mate.
They are.
There you go, use that as a quote. I did notice on the inside they thanked a load of people.
Not us.
We weren't mentioned.
Of course not.
Again, Dragster, despite the fact we do everything we can for you, we'll let it go. Anyway, the reason I'm rattling on about Dragster, and by the way, do get that album, Dead Punk, absolutely brilliant. We will be playing other tracks off it in future weeks. We'll probably end up playing nearly all of it like we normally do with our albums, to be honest, over the next few months. It's great. It's great. It's really, from the albums we've had so far, each one's had a distinctly different sound. The first one was very, I don't know. The first album was it sounded kind of American, I suppose. Yeah. The second album had a real sort of space age feel to it. And this album just rocks like a bad boy.
Hmm.
I think this is probably their tightest, most consistent album so far. And that's not to say the other two weren't brilliant. It just says they just seem to keep improving. Anyway, I'm not talking about them anymore because I was hoping to talk to Satan. But do you know what?
What's that?
I think he's having a week off.
It must have been a busy period with the Halloween thing. So he's maybe just having a week off. Yeah.
Yeah. Or he's been on so many nights out that he couldn't tell us the question that was asked last week. What did you do on a night out, Satan? He might still be on one.
That's true.
He might just be on a hellbender.
Let's hope so. Let's hope he gets back in touch.
It's a pub call in Hades, I reckon. We'll find out anyway. Or Biggles Wade, one of the two. Anyway, if you have a joke or poem for us, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, it's a joke, or Poetry Corner, it's a poem. I don't need a well. Get on with it. And Satan, if you're listening, buck up, sonny. Right. Yeah, that's right. I can talk down to the man. I've been in enough scrapes. Next band this week, this kid has got a lifetime of scrapes ahead of him. Sick Thoughts. Remember we played Sick Thoughts a few weeks back?
Is that Mr. Masturbation 2014?
It's Mr. Masturbation, Tony. Yeah, he's a 17-year-old with a bit of a fixation. And he's done, as most 17-year-old boys do, to be fair. He might be 18 now. He's still not old enough to drink in the States. Oh, he's going to be busy for another 3 or 4 years yet.
Yeah.
Any Road Up. Great album out via Slovenly Records, wasn't it? And it rocks. It makes a noise. The subject matter may be fairly one-dimensional, but this is one that isn't. This is a track of it that isn't. What is Sick Thoughts Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SickThoughts.
No, it's sick.thoughts.rnr, rock and roll.
Right.
Facebook.com/ sick.thoughts.rnr. Paul Levine is at 2, Tony, 0, and Sick Thoughts, Tony, ain't done with you. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sick Thoughts, a track called I Ain't Done With You. Do check out the album. In fact, just go to his Facebook page and find the rest from there. I'm sure we'll be pleased to hear from you. Young lads like attention.
Yeah, and he can type one-handed, so that would be fine.
I would hope so. Tony. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I nearly forgot that again.
I'm never going to tire of that.
I keep forgetting it's even there. I was even singing it in my head before the show.
Thank you, alternative Paul B's wife, for doing that.
Yes. Please do visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch, tell us what you did like, who didn't like, what bands did you like, what bands you particularly hate. Just get in touch, give us some feedback. That's what I'm saying. Be social. Use the media and all that.
It's there for you.
It's there for you, yeah. One comment this week from Ken File.
Hello, Ken.
He's Colorado Ken. He says, thank
Colorado
you.
Colorado Ken.
Colorado Ken. You've crafted a cracking November 4th podcast. Most especially 30 minutes in with John schooling and closing so very hard with the antidotes. We're just as dumb and stupid as y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just as dumb and stupid as you. It's one of my favourite South Park, that one.
That's it. But yeah, there you go. So it's telling us what he likes. Is thank you very much. That's it,
Ken.
That's
it's valid.
It's a great
thank
comment.
Thank you so much, Colorado Ken. That concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
And now for an Italian band I really wasn't expecting, Tony. I'm not going to make you pronounce this because I'm not that good with it either. I'm hoping this is Oendi and Poliamide.
Polyestere, poliamide, plastico sintetico, alcol etilene, 100% infiammabile, tritol, fenolo. No, ben tritolo, un fiammifero, un accendino, una scintilla per incendiare, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco. Poliestere, poliamide, acido propano, una passata di gas, 100% esplosivo, tritol, fenolo. Nava il tritolo, e in mezzo a tutte le lettere che mi hai scritto tu bastardo, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco, è tutto un fuoco. Una bottiglia, uno stoppino, infiammabile liquido, maneggiare con cura. Funzionante corrosivo, tossico radioattivo, poliestere, poliamide, acido propano, una passata di gas, 100% esplosivo, tritol, fenolo, nova in tritolo, e in mezzo a tutte le lettere che mi hai scritto tu bastardo, che mi hai scritto tu bastardo, che mi hai scritto tu bastardo. Che mi hai scritto tu bastardo, che mi hai scritto tu bastardo.
Dyke Mike.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Oendi, I think. My apologies if I pronounced that in any way wrong. A band from Trieste, Tony. I've always wanted to go to Trieste. It used to be an independent city, like a city-state.
Okay.
And then it became part of Italy, sadly. And I would have preferred it as to remain. I like these independent city-states. I think they're fascinating places. Anyway,
whereabouts is
they're it? From there, and I don't know what that is. It is punk rock, but it's kind of different to the punk rock I was expecting. We actually got a message from them on Facebook saying, hello, this is our stuff. And I sent them a message back saying, can't be bothered, sends an MP3. I'm not checking anything out. And they did straight away. I went, brilliant, thank you so much. It's on the show. There's the proof. Bands, don't muck about sending us messages on Facebook. Send us MP3s. You can find our email address, paulieb@punkyradio.com. I will take submissions. It's much easier for me just to get the MP3, listen to it and make a judgment than go around having to download this and Dropbox that and send off this and listen to that and do it. I can't be naffed.
Mm.
So they got it right eventually. Well done them. And I don't know. I wouldn't mind some feedback, listeners. What do you think of that track? Because I really like it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Mystery. Anyway, Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Oendi?
No, Facebook.com/Oendi Soup. UENDISOUP. Huh. Only been Internet 3, Tony Neil. This is better than last week. Did you do anything last week?
A lot of DIY and labouring.
Well,
we had the front room floor was pulled up, insulated, a new floor put down. I banged in about 1,000 nails and got blisters all over my hands. Finished my tiling and grouted the whole floor and just generally shattered. So spent the whole weekend not doing a great deal and bitching and moaning a lot.
Well, yeah, but that's a serious increase in the workload or rate. If you've done 1,000 nails in a weekend against the 3 tiles per week you were managing before that, I think that's really quite impressive.
I think so. Well, I'm pleased with it.
Oh, I had a brilliant time last week.
Yeah, what did you do?
I had a fantastic bonfire display at Blue Hearts Hockey Club in Hitchin. Well done to them. 52nd year of them doing that.
Wow. That's
just brilliant, brilliant display. I was actually there early. Got there for the lighting of the fire. Bumped into my mate Ryan, who used to be, poor old Ryan, he was in, I can't remember the name of the band, but he was in a really good local metal band, and he decided he couldn't be bothered anymore, so he left them, and 2 weeks later they got signed and went on tour.
Oh, shit.
It was like, so it seemed fitting that I met him in the Vic, and he was drinking mulled cider. I said, are you going up to Blue Hearts Hockey Club? He went, yeah. I said, hey, why don't we walk up there together? He went, great idea. And I said, how about a mulled cider for the journey? He went, absolutely brilliant idea. So we walked up there with a polystyrene cup of mulled cider each. It was rather nice. Then we got stuck into more when we got there, and then we got separated. There's 8,000 people go. You've been?
Oh, it's the same place I went to. We've got the little fair on the side as well. Yeah. And the big, yeah,
you know,
nice.
It's brilliant.
It is.
It's absolutely brilliant. So anyway, so that was Wednesday. Then Thursday night, we did just about our busiest ever show in Bulldog. Thanks to everyone who came along to that stand-up comedy show. Then on Friday night, we had good numbers in Hitchin. I was surprised. I thought the numbers were going to be down this week with it being Bonfire Night. Mm. But Hitchin, really, really good show in Hitchin. Really great fun. Then on Saturday night, numbers were a little bit low for Letchworth. I think there might have been a couple of displays that were on Saturday, so people with kids went to those rather than the show. But it was still a very, very good show, and thanks to everyone who came down to all of those gigs. And that was pretty much what I did last week.
Okay. No, you didn't have any nails in anything then?
No.
No?
No time. No, I thought I'd have fun. You know, it's just, call me mad, call me crazy. But
the first 400 nails were fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah. And then it just got a bit tedious after that, didn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. All right. 2 songs in a row now.
Okay.
First one from a band that we should have played before called Cassels. And thanks to Paul from Grebo Records for sending us this. I'm sorry I didn't play it previously. He's accused me of overlooking them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, accused no more.
There you go.
Because they're on this week. I'm right feisty. Yeah. And this band, they are a, you know, I've got to think about this, they are a 2-piece brothers band from Chipping Norton.
Okay.
But 2 brothers from Chipping Norton ain't never rocked like this before. They make a right old racket. I don't really know what this is. I'd call it sort of hardcore punk rock metal stuff. Is that an official genre?
Yeah,
hardcore punk, hardcore punk metal stuff. What is Cassels' Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Cassels band.
It is. Cassels band. Tony 1, Paulie being Internet 3. Stay tuned for a great song from the Mobs after this. Right now, this is We Wander in the Night.
Yeah. is a gruesome display of decay. Lucky for us, he's a pack. Let's keep him away. When no one cares, you can't govern apathy or influence despair. All this disparity just seems so unfair. But I have no solutions. I merely express my fear. Society just seems so unfair. But I have no solutions. I merely express my fear. And in this endless cacophony, too few voices seem to care. But I have no solutions.
Slow Mo Pogo.
Thank you.
You're listening to Guanabats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mobs, and it's from their album Garage Punk for Boys, The Mobs of Northamptonshire, possibly the most English band I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
And that track, Just As Bad As You, is just yet another brilliant track from their album. I think that's the third one we've played. You can just, the album's like a lucky dip. You can just click on any track and love it. It's absolutely brilliant. What is The Mobs website?
themobs.co.uk.
Oh, Tony, very good. themobs.co.uk, themobs.co.uk. Tony 2, probably be in Internet 3. Hope you're enjoying yourself so far, because now it's time, I believe, Tony, for...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Oh, you beat me.
Yep, the other week.
That's them singing lessons you had there.
It's all them nails. Good for the lungs.
I doubt that.
No, I do as well. Yeah, Morgan's Dwarf Bar. So Sunday is an open mic night, so do go to that if you like. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because they have gigs on, and that this Thursday.
All right.
Cowboy Hat and That Fuzz Box Voodoo. It's a Thursday night. Anything, frankly, could happen. How much do you think that is?
I'm liking the sound of it.
Yeah.
Cowboy Hat and That Fuzzbox Voodoo. I'd like to know more. Do you think it's country punk, Tony?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Very all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, £6.
Yeah, it is £6. You don't get much cowboy punk, do you?
No. We played a bit.
Yeah. Excellent. Friday night. Viva Las Vegas. The Witch Doctors. The Love Me Tenders. Three very familiar names, I think, they're playing 12 Bar. I'm sure I've heard them loads of times. It's London Calling Night.
Yeah, of course it is. It'll be brilliant. Yeah. That'll be a right old laugh.
Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, Lucy's Diary, Meat Raffle, Adam Boucher, Bored Housewife, Eugene Ripper, Slack Bird, Solid State, Cholesterol Jones, and Spin Master Plant Pot. It's an anti-folk UK festival. It's some good names in that.
It is. It's anti-folk. It'll do it for me. That sounds ridiculously good fun.
It's a lot on. Ten bands, maybe.
It is a lot on, but you know what? Anti-folk, I still reckon they'll do you a favour. £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Yeah.
666, Number of the Beast. We're right in there. We're staring right... we're in there next to him.
We're staring right at him and saying, why don't you email us?
So, yeah, same. Just because you've got a hangover, the devil, doesn't mean you can't email us, let us know how you got on and answer our friend's question.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you have a question for the Satan, you can still ask Satan. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, ask Satan, and we'll ask him in the hope he gets back in touch.
He'll get back in touch. He's probably just had, as you say, he's probably had a little week off.
Yeah, or he might just have had a really, really hard week. Sort of taking souls and such like.
Yeah. Yeah, some tough reaping going on.
There might be some tough reaping, yeah. All right, Satan, you tough reaper. Anyway, up. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
for now, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. All the way from Quebec, my friend. Next band up. And thanks again to, I believe it must be their management. Oh, I thought it might be someone in the band, but it isn't. For getting in touch with us via Facebook, saying, hey, do you want to hear a Gutter Demon song? And I went, yeah, send me an AP3. I can't be bothered to look around. And they did. And as promised, listened to it, loved it, had heard of the band before. We haven't played any psychobilly for a week or two. I think Brutally Frank last time. This is very different sort of psychobilly from the Brutally Frank psychobilly that we played the other day and all that. It's actually, do you know what? There is, I can't call it stereotypical because that's not fair, but there is an American sound to psychobilly that's different from the British psychobilly sound. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And this is of that North American oeuvre, albeit from the Canadian side of the border. What is Gutter Demon's website?
gutterdemons.com.
No, I've been rude there, Tony. It's thegutterdemons.com. I have cheated a little bit, but poorly being this step for Tony too. This is Advice.
searching for a trace of your brand new gun. You see me as I'm running wild. My baby, baby has left me behind. She told me once, she told me twice, I wouldn't take her advice. Oh, give me, take the money, hold them back with my life.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bends this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Gutter Demons. I imagine we'll be playing more from them in the future. What with me liking them and all that.
Hmm.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. Slowly getting back up in speed with work after last week. So, lots of work. I'm starting to think about Christmas holidays. Because I think we're going to go to Germany, so just trying to figure out all the dates and all of that. So work and planning to have fun there. So it's kind of I'm kind of counting it as a win.
Well, if you're planning to have fun, yeah, well, it's something.
The best fun to have when you plan it. What are you up to this week?
Do you know what? Not a great deal. I've got a gig this Saturday at The Hob in Forest Hill in southeast London on Saturday night. Stand-up comedy gig. They always have a good bill down there. I'm including myself in that. So if you're in the southeast London area on Saturday, come on down and say hi. But I would like to briefly talk about something I'm doing next week, because I won't be able to really have time to push it on the show, what it being the next night. But Wednesday, November the 19th at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green in London, is the return of Paul B's Crock of Mould, which is a live comedy game show that I first did in 1995/96 and then managed to not do it again for 18 years. After a conversation, I was persuaded to do it again, and it's back. And it's brilliant fun. It's only £7 advance via the Backyard Comedy Club's website. I imagine if you type in Crock of Mould, you'll find it. There is a Facebook page for it. If you want more information about it, you can just basically go to the Backyard Comedy Club's website. Just type in Backyard Comedy Club to Google and you'll find it. It is such a good laugh. I've got a cast of thousands doing it. I'm the host, and there's Trevor Locke and Penny Matthews and Josh Norris and Katie O'Brien, Miles Lloyd, Big Dave, who used to be Al Murray's driver, and before that was the bar manager at the Cosmic Comedy Club, which is how I know him in the first place. He will be Edward the Confessor. The show is amazing fun. okay. and the winning audience member, because everyone in the audience is in, it's like a quiz that goes on all night, the winning audience member gets 50 quid.
Fair enough.
It's really, really good. So that's what I'll be doing next Wednesday, and I am posting it all over the internet at present, but hopefully you'll see that. And then I'll tell you about it, how it goes week after. Sound like a deal?
Cool.
All right, so about time we play something else we've never played before then, shall we?
Okay.
Well, we have played some stoner rock before, but we've never played stoner grunge.
Right, okay.
So cool. Thank you to Paul from Grebo Records for sending this through. I felt like I was being a bit guilt-tripped. He said, I've been sending you stuff though, you've not been playing it. What about these two? Had a listen to this, liked it again. It's some of the stuff this week is not punk's usual fare, but I'm sure you'll like it anyway. Is that fair enough? Can I say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Have a listen, see what you think about it. This is Death Beams, this is Mud. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Beams, some stoner grunge from West London there, my friend.
Excellent.
What is Death Beams' Facebook page?
facebook.com/deathbeams.
You've been very confidently done there. Yes, it is. Tony 3, boy being internet 4. What a turnaround yet again. Have you got a twat?
No.
Well, fuck off.
Yeah, trackless again.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe it's the festive season, I doubt it. Do email me your twats, I do need them. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason, dead simple. We all know twats. Do email me now. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you. It's not like the world's short of them.
It's not. Certainly not. But in its place, I do have another gig guide.
Does that mean it's time for the second part of
Tony's International Gig Guide
12th?
Oh, is it? It's not it now. Something from Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Hi, Tony. Here's a gig for you.
Do it in Graham's voice.
No.
It's not actually Graham's voice. It's just how I imagined Graham's voice was until I met him and realised it was nothing like that. He's actually got a very nice voice.
Lovely man.
He is a lovely man.
He's giving me a Facebook link, which I will do.
Yeah, the Facebook link!
facebook.com/events/64500538224816 unit_ref=related events.
And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL.
Yeah, it's a default URL.
But hopefully the gig will be good. It's free rock and roll with a Hydropath, Boot Scraper and Zounder Kite.
It will be great. We've played Boot Scraper before, they're a great band.
And it's at a place called Sound Food and Drink on Duke Street in Liverpool.
Sound Food and Drink?
Sound Food and Drink is sound.
Sound.
This Thursday.
Yes, free. We are taking the piss, Liverpool. Yeah, it sounds great.
This Thursday, completely free. It's an Antipop Records organised by Pete Bentham. So it's ticking a lot of punky boxes.
I'm loving Pete Bentham as well. And I do hope at some point that we get a Pete Bentham album off us. We played a couple of tracks by him. And absolutely love him. I think he's brilliant.
Mm.
But we just keep getting these tracks sent either on compilations or from other people. So Bentham, sorted.
There you go. Well, yeah, do check it out. Sounds a good night. And that is it. That is it for the gig guide this week.
Well, it's a brilliant gig guide. If you are in the Merseyside area on that date, make sure you get along with that. It'll be fabulous. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
Part 2. Scousy Poo. Right, last track then.
Okay.
How about playing the biggest, most exciting rock and roll stroke garage punk band to ever come out of Holland?
Go on then.
All right then. Band called The Anomalies. Legendary around the world in the garage punk scene. You might not know them outside the garage punk scene, but they are terrific. This is a track from an EP they brought out a little bit earlier this year. I think it was in June, actually, but we only played the sort of one of the other tracks of it. We didn't play this one, and I really wanted to. It was a bit of an oversight. I didn't play this before. What is the Anomalies Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheAnomalies.
No, it's not, my friend. It's facebook.com/the.anomalies. And Anomalies is A-N-O-M-A-L-Y-S. And that's very important because there are some other bands called The Anomalies around the planet. So facebook.com/the.anomalys, The Anomalies, which makes it poorly be the internet 523, huh? And this is something you should have been listening to while you were tiling the other week, mate. This is Deadline Blues.
Pass the test.
Well, that's about the size of it. Have you enjoyed yourself, Tone?
Always.
I hope everyone else listening to us has enjoyed the show this week. There are many other ways that you can listen to this show. Certainly, several ways via online radio stations, which are?
The Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and finally on Radio Andra, which you can find at radioandra, A-N-D-R-A.se.
I want your jokes, poems, questions for Satan and used knickers. You can send the first three through to PaulieB at punkyradio.com. The second, message me. I'll give you my address. It's not a massive secret. Tony wants your twats. What else do you want? You want gigs as well, don't you? What else do you want?
Gigs, Facebook comments. That'll do.
Cuddly toy. Set of steak knives.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, I'm simple things with me. Simple things.
The problem with getting a set of steak knives is it just encourages you to have steak, and I think you can have rather too much red meat. So if you were thinking of buying me a present this year, maybe avoid the steak knives. I could be on a diet, and I could have concerns about potential coronary issues as a result of the rest of my lifestyle. Look, I can't. I've had too much fun this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
No!